Let the snarling wig ne'er look so big, nor once pretend to mutter. Now the charter's gone, they sigh and moan, and keep a woundy clutter. Hanging down their pensive ears, they mourn the sad disaster that filled their head with causeless fears of royal Charles their master. Let the cursed plot be quite forgot, and the damned association. Let their minds be bent to circumvent the tonies of the nation. To justice bring all canting rogues who teach the rabble notions. And at Tyburn let the dogs pay all their last devotions. Let's all rejoice that Whig do Boys and Purion are detected, that the Whiggish mayor who'd usurped the chair was shamefully rejected. Patience teach you to beware of perjury and treason. Hang up Baldwin Curtis Care, since 'tis but law and reason. Let Robin swear and Tommy stare like men bereft of senses. Let Hoon strut and Jill fret for their loss and vast expenses. Let damn Titus bounce and crack and swagger like a carter. Throw the knaves upon their backs that took away the charter. Let the Whiggish fops shut up their shops and then commit a riot. But I devise the cits be wise and study to be quiet. Curses evermore attend their arbitrary actions. Hemp and faggot put an end to all their feuds and factions. But alas, the saints with sorrow faint to see this fatal minute, and curse too late that imp of state that brought the city in it. Settle left them in the nick of all their tears and sorrow, and when he saw the cause lie sick, he bid the Whigs good morrow. When the trimmer meets a Whig, he greets him with this dreadful story. Quoth he, not far from Temple Bar, I heard a wicked Tory. Drinking our new charter's health, 'tis true as God shall send me. Wishing those no joy nor wealth that love not Charles and Jemmy.